Hey, what's going on? I have very interesting content for you today. My name is Ola. I'm talking to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're gonna have fun today. What we want to talk about today is how does house flipping work? How can you make 10, 20,000, $80,000 per month from a simple activity like flipping houses? And what is house flipping in the first place? I'm assuming that you've encountered it somehow, some way. You've encountered the topic somewhere, and it's intrigued your interest or piqued your interest, and you want to know more. This video is something you want to watch all the way to the end if you want to understand how it works. And also, I want to point out to you that if you want to win in any game, you're trying to get into any type of business, you want to look for a place where you can add value. Okay, you want to look for a place where you can fill in the gap. If you try to approach it from the same angle that everyone has already been doing, chances are you're going to get hit with saturation. You're going to get hit with a bunch of competition. You're going to get drowned. Okay, and today I'm going to share with you how not to get drowned in the house flipping business. If you've been in it for anything more than a day, you've already probably noticed too many people trying to do the same thing and not working. And even all the gurus are teaching strategies that seems, but it just seems too difficult. Or maybe you've tried to close your first deal and it hasn't happened yet. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He's been trying to do this for 8 years and he has not closed one deal, and he's still believing and he thinks he can make it. And I believe he can make it if he plugged into the right systems, if he plugged into the right strategies, if he pays attention to specifically adding value. And I feel like it's doable, you know. Hello, right? He can, if you pay attention to, pay specific attention to how you can add value to the marketplace, then you can absolutely win the game. But if you're stuck on old ways, or you're stuck on guru ideologies or textbooks that was written 10, 15 years ago, you're gonna struggle. Okay, you're gonna struggle because everything, not just technology, everything, our lifestyle has been changing actively, and the only thing that's inevitable is change. So in this video, I want to break down what it means, how does house flipping works, but then as an icing on the cake, I'm going to tell you what is different with the digital age and how you need to apply that to your business. And that's what I plan to do for you on this training slash short training slash whatever you want to call it. So I want you to stick around to the end. Okay, now before I dive in, let me just let you know I do have a free book for you that we teach you everything you need to know about how to do this in the digital age. It's called Empire Lifestyle Secret. Okay, the book is called Empire Lifestyle Secret, and you also have access to a 7 days free course when you decide to download the book. It's at myempirepro.com. All right. So with that being said, let's dive in. There are essentially three types of house flipping professionals that you need to have available at the back of your mind. You need to have this, you have to have this strong and solid at the back of your mind that these are the people that that will help me build a massive business. So you can choose to be any one of these three right here, okay? But there's something common to all three of all of them, when it comes to the successful ones, okay? Among all these threes, right, the most successful one, the top 2-1% of these three professionals right here, wholesalers, rehabber, agent, realtors, there's something they're really, really good at. And that's understanding that this is a people's business. This is a people's game. It's not about the real estate. There's a ton of real estate already on the market, right? An average person's not going to be building a new construction from scratch, you know. You're going to be tapping into existing real estate, pieces of real estate that's already available either on the market or off market. You're going to be tapping into all of that to make money. Okay, so your problem here is not shortage of real estate. Your problem, if you don't make money in this business, is shortage of people. Okay, and in most cases, it's specifically buyers. Okay, but before I dive too much into that, just understand that there's wholesalers, there's rehabbers, and there's also agent, which some people refer to as realtors. And most training will not even mention realtors, but I mention realtors because you're going to find them very, very useful in your business. Heck, you may decide at some point, it's not really where to start from, but you may decide at some point to get a license yourself. It doesn't hurt your business. It only adds onto it. Okay. But it's not a requirement, just so you know that. Okay. However, it can give you a massive edge above competitors. Okay. All right. So I'm going to deal with the first two are the ones that are really, really directly involved in house flipping. Okay. And in most cases, the first two will deal with realtors too. You can collaborate, you can create joint ventures. And, but there's, you got to bring value to the table for people to consider joint venture with you. If you don't have some kind of value you're bringing to the table, you're just another person trying to waste their time, okay? So, for example, I'm going to give you an example of time wasting that's happening heavily right now. You see a lot of people go on Craigslist and call people that are trying to sell properties when they are, in fact, not trying to buy. You're looking at a bunch of wholesalers going to call other wholesalers, and you have this big wholesaling fest on Craigslist, and no one is really buying anything. And that's like that's an epidemic that's going on right now. Every other wholesaler is calling wholesalers, and no one is buying. So what is the game missing? The game is missing buyers. And never mind the cash buyers. I think most quote-unquote cash buyers are full of it. They're never going to buy anything, or they will have a zillion reasons and excuses why they will not buy a property. The main reason, honestly, is because they don't have the money, okay? They don't have the resources, more importantly, and they're not ready to buy, you know? But most people chase after cash buyers, or they acquire a list of cash buyers from a training that they went through with a guru, and then when it's now time to sell something, they wonder why nobody picks up the property, because these people were not really cash buyers. And anybody can make up a list and give you a list and say, hey, that's a list of cash buyers. I mean, or you could just go to the city and collect all the LLC names from the city, and then you think they are cash buyers, or you think they're the people that will buy your property. There's a 99% chance that none of those people are going to buy a property from you. Okay. And that's a topic that we're going to talk about on probably another video. And if you watch other videos on this channel, I have other videos that explain that in details. So with that being said, let me first of all break down the four steps of a real estate wholesaling workflow and a real estate rehab workflow. Okay. So the first step for a real estate wholesaler is that you find and identify a motivated seller. And if you notice here, I am not using the language 65% of after repair value. That's typically what you will learn on other people's platforms, but that number is not a common story, okay? They trade it, they sell it to you like it's common, like you could just find properties that people are willing to give to you with 35% equity in it. But unfortunately, it doesn't most of the time work like that. Now, if you're in the game and you're actively building the business, like the way I'm going to show you here, then such deals will show up amongst many deals you'll be closing, okay? And it'll just be a very nice payday. But the idea that it shows up all the time is a fad and it doesn't exist. I mean, I had a gentleman the other day here that I was coaching, and he told me, hey, I'm just looking for deals. I have buyers. And I'm like, you have buyers? You're looking for deals? That doesn't make any sense. But you have a lot of people in the market keep saying that, I'm just looking for deals. I have buyers. I have buyers call me all the time. I'm just looking for deals. If you find yourself telling yourself that, you are stuck in a old way of doing things and you're not adjusting properly, and you are probably going to be out of business soon if you're not already out of business. A lot of people are already out of business and they don't even know it yet, because typically this kind of businesses die a slow death. And, you know, people, because of the mind of a human being, they always believe that they're always going to be all right, even if they can clearly see in the numbers that deals are slowing down. If you find yourself, you've been in the game for a while and you notice that deals are not showing up as they used to, or you have a bunch of people looking for properties and you don't have property to, because you're looking for that stupid 70-65% criteria, there are other ways to bring, the question you should be asking yourself is, how can I bring value to the marketplace? Okay. In my opinion, the way you can bring value to the marketplace today and make money is to build and nurture relationship with a buyer's list. And again, we're going to get into that in details as we go along here. Okay. So number one, for real estate wholesalers, you find and identify motivated sellers. And that's it. If they're not motivated seller means they need to get rid of the property. Okay. They need to absolutely get rid of the property. They don't want to sell. They're not trying to sell. They don't care if they walk away with money. This property has become a liability for them. Okay. You can look at the left side of the property on this picture right here. The property is a rundown and they need to, is affecting their books in general, their, the overall financial books, and they need to get rid of it. If somebody says, no, I just want to sell. No, no, I'm not desperate. These are not a motive. That's not a motivated seller, and you should keep it walking. So the only problem you will have here is if you are stuck on one person. If three people call you and you think those three people must become deals, then you're desperate, you're needy, and they can tell, and then you're going to repel them. But if you have abundance of leads, of motivated sellers in your pipeline, again, people, then you won't have to worry about a house just not being a criteria. A criteria means a motivated seller. They need to get rid of the property, okay? Anything outside of a need, a desperate situation where they need to get rid of the property, is not a motivated seller, okay? Now, with that being said, there are some exceptions to this rule, like in every rule, right? Sometimes they may not be desperate, but they are open to the idea of working with a creative real estate investor to get rid of a property. In that sense, it still comes back to the same thing. Somehow, some way, they're motivated that they're open to just getting rid of the property. So, for example, a gentleman called us and said, hey, listen, I know what you guys do. You guys are creative real estate investor. You know, I don't want anything, but I can't. I don't want to deal with this property in this location anymore. If you can get rid of it, right? And we look at the numbers. There's not enough equity, but there's some equity that we can sell it on. Cash flow, because the property is cash flowing, and then we'll put that deal together based on that. He wasn't like desperate, my life is going away or something, but he was open. He was motivated to get rid of the property. So the key word here is motivation. Number two, you want to lock the property in an assignable contract, okay? A lot of people get to this step without figuring out number one. I'm going to tell you right now, every step I say after this really doesn't matter if you don't figure out number one, okay? So I always advise people, figure out number one. If you figure out number one, there's more than enough people you can join venture with. There's more than enough people that will help you close this deal, that will help you go through two, three, and four. The part that hurts a lot of people is that they're trying to figure out what kind of contract should I use. You have a copy of the contract. They're trying to figure these other things out without figuring out number one. Why do you need a contract if you don't know how to generate a motivated seller? It's useless, okay? But I'm just sharing with you so you can just know step by step. That's what the next step is. Lock the property into an assignable contract, okay? Finding and identifying a motivated seller, which is number one, is something. Is the one step, is the most lucrative step in all of this, because everything else is dead without number one. And I need you to have that at the back of your mindset always. Okay? All right. Number three, let's move on to number three real quick. Number three says, find and identify a qualified end buyer. You notice I didn't say cash buyer. Because again, it can be, all of it is cash. But cash in traditional sense means somebody has the cash in the bank. Okay. Most people you're going to be talking to in this profession are not going to have the cash in the bank. So stop looking for cash buyers. Look for an end buyer that's qualified. They can qualify one of two different ways. Okay. They have cash in the bank. They show you a proof of funds showing that there's money in the bank, or they can show you a proof of funds, with a pre-approval from a bank loan. Okay. Now, anybody can print those papers out, but you can also fill in their conversation and tell if they're lying to you. Most people, 99% of people that are going to call you on a property you have, on Craigslist or somewhere onto your list, are not going to be serious unless you build your own buyers list. If you're following all the other gurus' teachings, like go on Craigslist and people calling you, most of those people calling you are not ready to buy. Okay. But if you build a buyers list and you nurture that list and you become a consultant for the people on that list, which is something I teach in the book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets, right? You can download the book for free at myempirepro.com. If you build your own buyers list from the mainstream media, AKA Facebook and Google today, not NBC and ABC, okay? And you nurture that list, that means you give them value. That means you had value to their life. That means they see you as a mentor. That means they see you as a brand, a trusted brand. Then you will have a bunch of people that can actually close a deal, okay? Most people you're going to find at your local real estate investors associations are not ready to close any deal for multiple arrays of different reasons. The most authentic being they already have a project going on. The worst BS of them all is, oh yeah, I have network of buyers. That anytime you hear that, that's BS. Okay. It's typically BS. When somebody says I have network of buyers, we all have network of buyers. That doesn't equal to a qualified end buyer. Number four, assign your contract for an assignment fee to the end buyer. So you can assign by simply assigning, or you can do a double closing, which again, these are strategies that your investor-friendly tied to company and attorney will help you sort out. It's not your responsibility as a house flipping professional to know all the details of that. Plus, by default, you will know the details over time, okay? Your responsibility really as a real estate wholesaler, okay, is number one, okay, and number three. Okay, number one and number three. Okay, now locking in the property in an assignable contract, that's just giving them a contract. Again, once you find a motivated seller and they're ready to go, there's contract, assignable contract, real estate contract, any type is all over the place. All you need is just an option to purchase the property. Okay, an option to purchase the property in the next 30 days, in the next 10 days, whatever you have. Bottom line is that you have a motivated seller. All those things are changeable. You can always come back to the table and renegotiate if the numbers doesn't fit, if you're dealing with a motivated seller. If you're not dealing with a motivated seller, you're just dealing with a seller, plain old good old seller, of course, they're going to give you a hard time every step through the way, and there's a 99.999% chance that deal will never close, because in the first place, you missed the first step, which is making sure you're dealing with a motivated seller. Everything is like a domino effect. Everything just goes wrong once you start dealing with a non-motivated seller, okay? But again, the other thing I teach here for real estate wholesaler is that real estate wholesaler, this whole four steps right here as a business model, it's kind of dead, okay? Especially if you're following it like you got to go through all four steps, okay? If you're following it that way, then it's kind of dead. The new way I suggest that you do real estate wholesaling is focus on building a buyer's list. The truth of the matter is that the gurus are training tons upon tons of people in every major city every weekend to come into the business. They're sending letters to all this quote-unquote potential motivated sellers. About 25 letters are showing up to people's table every day once their name enters a pre-foreclosure list publicly, and that reduces your chances of ever getting a deal, and you waste a lot of money in those marketing activities. Or they teach you driving for dollars and they collect all the names, and again, the same thing, it's a saturated world, right? Or they teach you knocking on doors. Again, in 2018 and beyond, you don't want to be engaging in such activities. People don't appreciate it. People don't even like if their family are coming over without calling them first. Why would you go and knock on a stranger's door? Plus, there are easier, cheaper, and simpler way if you just learn the skills of marketing to people and positioning yourself, your personal brand in front of where the traffic is in this time and age using digital platforms, the phone. That's where the traffic is right now. They're easier, cheaper, simpler, the fastest way to get in front of the right people, and you can build a buyer's list, and then you can be the person supplying the business with buyers, because that's the, remember what I said in the beginning, that's the place where the game is missing something. There are not enough buyers in the game. There's way too many traditional wholesalers in the game. That means they don't have the cash. That means they don't have the money to buy any property. That means you guys, it's like a wholesaling fest that there's no real transaction being involved. And a bunch of people are going out of business, dying, their business dying a slow death, or they never closed their first deal ever in years of just spinning their wheels and wasting time. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to make a lot of business in the game, you want to make a lot of money in the game, you got to get good at building a list of buyers from the mainstream. Forget people that are already in the business already. They're already there, okay? And clearly they're not buying anything. Going to the mainstream, there's a ton of people that will happily invest even up to 80%, 90% of the value of a property for a little bit of discount so they can pay their closing costs, either to live in it or to do a quick flip or to do some fix and flip. A ton of them are watching TV shows and they're waiting for you to teach them how to get into the game. And you don't have to be the person to find a motivated seller. Like I said, there's a ton of wholesalers already finding motivated sellers, and there's a ton of properties on MLS, even off market deals with the existing wholesalers that you can assign your buyers to profitably. Okay. Number one, the wholesaler who doesn't have a buyer right now, they already found and identified the motivated seller, right? But there's no buyer, right? They'll be happy to work with you, right? They already assigned a contract and you split money and then you move a little faster and then the cost of marketing for you is cheaper and then your quality of lifestyle is better. You're not driving all around in the sun for no reason, acting like everybody else, right? You learn a simple skill. We call it digital marketing. It's very simple, okay? You learn it. And then you go through that process. I mean, you can learn it for free right now in my book. The information is all in the book for free. You learn how to position yourself in front of the traffic because that's what McDonald's does. That's what Burger King does. That's what they do. They position the business in front of the traffic. Without that traffic, there's no business. But again, you have a bunch of wholesalers doing wholesaling fest on Craigslist, calling each other, oh yeah, we can collaborate, calling each other's bandit signs, but there's no real transactions happening, okay? Let's go to the next step here, real estate rehabber, right? Number one, find and identify a motivated seller, right? Lock the property into a contract, okay? Because you're going to be the one buying the property now, so we could literally cross this out, okay? We formulate that as the strike through. Okay. So this is how it's different from the other one. Okay. So you're the one that's going to rehab the property. So you just need to lock it into a contract. Okay. Identify the best funding. Okay. To purchase. Now, some people, you know, why best funding? Why not your own cash? The less of your cash you use, the better, the more profitable you are, as long as the cash you're using is cheaper, okay? Because money costs money, okay? So if you have $200,000 and you go put lock into a house for the next 6 months, why would you do that when money can cost as low as 4%, as low as 5%, right? And even if it costs you 12%, as long as the numbers work out and you still make profit after paying for the fees to use that money, it's just always better to use other people's money. Okay, again, you notice I'm not talking cash buyer. It doesn't matter if it's cash buyer or not. It's all cash. It becomes cash in the bank. Okay, so that's another perspective of looking at these things. Okay, number three, right, we just said that. Identify best funding, okay? Not qualified end buyer because you're the qualified end buyer. Now, you have a good credit. You have some money for some down payment or to pay for some points on whatever funding source that you decide to use. Points mean for every $100,000, they charge you $1,000. That's a point, okay? For every $100 they give you to do a deal, they charge you $1. That's 1 point, okay? That's what that means. And then you want to be, if they can fund the rehab as well, I did another video on how to finance house flipping. You can search for how to finance house flipping, Ola Talks, and then that video will come up too. So we break that down into a little bit further in there, right? So number four, this is where the third professional is involved here. A lot of these people that don't know anything about money, you know, they are scared of the idea of wholesaling and rehabbing, whereas actually, that's a plus. To have wholesalers and rehabbers in your corner is a plus because when they finish fixing the property, they list it with a real estate agent. That's what I advise. A real estate agent is good at staging a property. They're good at finding, you know, hustling to make sure that the property sells. They tell you, sometimes you can even involve them from the beginning of the fixing of the property because they know what sells in the neighborhood, right? So if you have anyone that's close to you, you can involve them on choosing what kind of carpeting, what kind of flooring should you use when you're fixing the property. You know, these are places that you can find all of these different professionals very, very useful in your business. Okay. So list the property back on the market with a real estate agent. Don't try to save the 3% commission. That should have been structured into your numbers if you did the numbers right. Right. So you should pay people to do the job that you shouldn't be trying to do, because you're not a real estate agent. You're a rehabber, okay? But among all of this, right, there's something, like I was saying earlier, there's something that all three of these professions are missing, okay? And that's where I am suggesting that you come in. So if you're a real estate wholesaler or you're a real estate rehabber, and you're any of these titles that you call yourself, but you find yourself that business is slowing down, I am suggesting that the game is missing buyers. Okay, you need to learn how to build a buyer's list from a consultative standpoint. Okay, in other words, you're not trying to hard sell people, because hard selling people doesn't work anymore in the new era. Okay, people have choices. If you try to hard sell them, which is another reason why knocking on doors doesn't work, people simply do not appreciate that activity. Okay, people don't like to be hard sold on anything. Okay, people still and for life will always like the idea of helping them solve an existing problem, okay? Or a problem that they didn't know exists, but you help them identify the problem. So I'm telling you right now, and you should know this for a fact, the game is missing buyers. The game in any local city does not have buyers, okay? The game have quote-unquote fake 65%, 70% of ARV buyers that would never buy, okay? But the game can be a lot more profitable with a lot more transactions in the game. If there's no transactions, there's no economy, and everybody is suffering essentially. But again, like I said, the game, either for a rehabber or a wholesaler or an agent realtor, right, is missing buyers. And there's a little simple skill set that you can learn to build your brand, build a list, become a person of value in the game. And then after you make some money doing that, you can now decide to dig in deeper onto any one of these three that's your favorite. You can decide to stay a wholesaler and start, you have all the money now, you can start generating, using the same skill set to generate motivated sellers. Or as a rehabber, you can generate your own buyers, okay? Or you can even create a whole brand new business from learning how to generate leads on the internet, okay? Because the game, any business, the only one thing that most businesses go out of business for is generating leads. No leads, no money. No people, no money. So every business model in the world uses those three things, right? People, process, and product. Product, we don't have shortage of that. There's a ton of real estate in the market already, right? Process, that's the simplest part of it. Like I already told you, the process is simply don't try to hard sell anybody, okay? But come from a consultative standpoint. In other words, you're solving somebody's problem, okay? You become the medical doctor. You become the therapy, right? You listen to people and see what their pain point is, and you help them solve that problem. Not necessarily because you have the solution, because you know how to find the solution. It's two different things, right? And then not only that, you learn a lot more about the game. You have a lot more insights than a person that said, no, I just want to drive for dollars and find the deals, okay? And then when you do that, you expose yourself to the possibility of your business dying a slow death, because you don't have insights. Insight means data. It means you have an idea of what's going on. You have your hands on the pulse of the market. So even if a particular strategy is dying off, because you are in direct contact with the people all the time, you can do surveys, you know what their pain point is, and you know how to solve that problem, you always know what's going on. A lot of business goods die a slow death, kind of like the kind of death that Walmart is dying right now, right? I just feel so sorry for Walmart, because they're the biggest thing. And when they're the biggest thing like that, when they're dying, they can't really tell directly, because they have that arrogance thing behind their mind, and they feel like they're always going to, every one of us are like that. We feel like it's always going to be like that, right? But if you paid attention to the marketplace, you will know that people don't, for more than half of what they buy these days is shipped to their house, okay? That's why Jeff Bezos became the number one $100 billion guy in the history of mankind. And that same history has repeated itself. Somebody just comes and then wipe out the whole bunch of people who are bringing up horses, because there's something called cars, right? Or drive out a bunch of people that are on radio, because there's something called TV. Or drive out a bunch of people that are in the infomercial TV, infomercial business, because there's something called the internet, right? And people don't pay attention. Reason why they're not paying attention, because they were never really connected to the pulses of the people, right? People, 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 people. If you get good at bringing people to the table, you help people create transactions, and then you make a whole lot more money. The titles are useless. Wholesaling, rehabbers, agent, realtors, all that stuff is useless if you don't know how to bring people to the table, okay? Especially when the business is already dying a slow death, okay? Why is it that Zillow is popping? Because the traffic is right there, okay? Or you Google any type of property, of residential property, Zillow pops up, Trulia pops up, Redfin pops up, right? And some people are, oh, they're going to be here. Are we still going to be in business? You may not be in business. Okay. Some people tell you things that make you feel like, no, we're still going to need people. Well, you're still going to have people that know how to position yourself in front of the traffic. Okay. So that's the skill that I think you need to learn. And again, that's it. That's all I have for you to on this episode. If you want to learn more about that, how to use digital marketing, okay, to scale yourself, okay, to a place where most people will shy away from right now, which is number one, finding and identifying a motivated seller is pretty much your main activity here, okay? But if you want to jump ahead of everybody, there's a ton of people already doing that. Jump through number three. Get to number three of each one of this right here, okay? Now, sorry, of the wholesaling, right? Identify buyer. Know how to build a buyer's list. Even as a rehabber, your number four is essentially to lease the property on the market with a real estate agent. How sweet would it be if you already have a list of buyers, right? They already know you. They already trust you. They like you. And then they're already waiting for that next rehab project that you have going on. Or they're already waiting to help you spread the word about it, right? How sweet would that be? Just because you learn how to build your own buyers list. Or you have too many people on that list, you're not able to pass that lead on to a team of real estate agents that are now working for you. The best rehabbers in the world don't just call themselves rehabbers. They're also brokers. They're also people who some of them own title companies and even mortgage companies, because there's money in every aspect of this whole thing. Now, should you start that way if you're starting brand new? No. But I suggest the best place to start from is the easiest part of it, which is learn how to use simple digital marketing to build a list of buyers, nurture those buyers, become their consultants, become the person to help them connect them with profitable real estate transaction and investments. If you do that, every one of these professionals will fall in love with the idea of doing business with you. Why? Because you solved their problem. It's not, that wasn't too much of a magic. It's because you help them solve the number one problem in the game. No buyers. Okay. And again, for that kid who said, I got buyers calling me, you're lying. It's a lie. And you don't, and it's not a bad thing because you don't know you're lying too. Okay. But sometimes we lie to ourselves because we're stuck on the old ways of doing things. Okay. So just my word of advice, learn how to build a buyers list. Build a buyers list, okay? Screw buyers list. Just learn how to build a list online of people with certain type of interest, okay? You can apply that skill set to any type of business you want, okay? Because everyone, when they're looking for something, guess where they go? They go on the internet, okay? They don't go pick up the phone and call a realtor. That was 1960, okay? They go on the internet. What's the internet? Not their laptop. Most people have a laptop in their house they haven't opened in 3 years. I'm talking internet phone, the phone right in their palms. They could be on a train and they're already Googling the way and they're reading stuff. The question is, are you there when they're Googling? Can they find you? If they can't find you, well, you're just one step away from the skills that you can use to learn how to do that. Right? But you're also one step from something that is very easy for most human beings to shy away from, because change, as inevitable as it is, it can be very hard for the average mind. Okay. So that's something I want you to pay attention to. So again, the next step right now, go download the book. It's absolutely free. Go to myempirepro.com or you can click on the link in the description box to take you over there. If anything I said here so far made any sense to you, this is how flipping works. But more importantly, this is what you should be looking for now into the future. It's changing. And a lot of people are going broke and not knowing it, okay? If anything I've said so far makes sense to you, please give me a thumbs up. I appreciate that. And share this video with anybody you know. They're into flipping. They're trying to do it and it's not working out and they're struggling and they're being stubborn, trying to do it the whole way and they're not paying attention. Share this video. If you can't think of anyone, just click share. It is shared to your social media walls when you finish that process. And if you have any comments, questions, contributions, disagreement, anything, please, I want to hear from you. Put it in the comment box below. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell right next to the button to join the notification squad. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.